Hello, friends. Welcome to the 21st episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Cardinals in St. Louis. But it's not just any game. They're playing a doubleheader today. Yesterday they were supposed to play a game, but that game was postponed, and so the Blue Jays have a doubleheader today. For me, I'll be covering the first game of the doubleheader, which means I'll be covering the game right now. And so we're heading into the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays are leading the Cardinals 4-2. The starter, Matt Latos, today for the Blue Jays, he pitched 6 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. So Matt Latos pitched pretty well today. Joe Biagini later came in, and so did Joe Smith, and both of them gave up 2 runs to the Cardinals, and so that's how the Cardinals got their 2 runs. On the other hand, for the Blue Jays, Russell Martin, in the top of the second inning, he hit a solo home run off of Carlos Martinez. And later in the 6th and the 7th inning, the Blue Jays scored a couple more runs. And so that's how they have 4 runs in today's game, which means the Blue Jays are leading against the Cardinals by a score of 4-2 heading into the bottom of the 9th. And so with that said, let's begin. Roberto Osuna is on the mound today for the Blue Jays. He's taking his hat off. It looks like he's doing his ritual on the mound, you know, putting his hands on his chest and nose. Looks like he's doing a prayer, but anyways, that's how he's preparing for the bottom of the 9th, and he's facing Yadier Molina at the plate. The first pitch is lined into left field for a base hit over the third baseman, so Yadi right now has a double. And so the Cardinals now have one man on second, just like that, off of Roberto Osuna. Yeah, that pitch right there to Molina, it was smacked into left field over Chris Coughlin by a mile. Like, Chris Coughlin couldn't have made that catch, you know, regardless of how high he leaped. That ball was just shot right past him. And so Yadi is now in second with no outs here in the bottom of the 9th. Blue Jays lead 4-2, and the batter now is Jose Martinez, who takes a slider that is down low. 1-0 to count to Jose Martinez, who's 1-for-3 today. He's batting .371, by the way, and he has a home run, 4 RBIs, so he's been a productive hitter for the Cardinals so far this season. And he takes that pitch that is outside, low and outside, 4 strike. So the count now is 1-1 to Jose Martinez. Yadi looking around the infield, nonchalantly walks back to second base, and the pitch to Jose Martinez is fouled back to the right side. 1-2 to count. If you look at the Cardinals batters in the dugout right now, they're pretty calm. They're pretty relaxed. They don't seem stressed because they know what Jose Martinez can do at the plate. But instead, he grounds that one to Ryan Goins, who throws it to first. Yeah, just in time. So Jose Martinez grounds out, and now there's one out here in the bottom of the ninth, and the batter now is Colton Wong, left-handed batter. So Jose Martinez is retired. And that's a big out for the Blue Jays in many ways. So good for the Blue Jays on getting that out. And the pitch to Wong is a ball in the dirt. 1-0 to count to the left-handed batter Wong, who takes a pitch that is low and outside, a fastball, right where Russell Martin wanted it. So the count now is 1-1 to Colton Wong, who's not known for his offense, but well known for his defense. And he swings at that pitch and dribbles it foul left side near the left field line. So he just dribbled that one foul. It's a very soft dribble. So a strong hack, but a weak dribble foul. And that pitch to Wong was swung on and missed. So Colton Wong strikes out on a pitch that was up and outside. So Wong, with the aggressive hack, or tried to make an aggressive hack, but instead he strikes out. So there's two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Yadi's still at second. Blue Jays leading 4-2. And the batter now is Randall Grichuk at the plate. Right-handed batter takes a pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 to count. Grichuk takes another pitch, and that's a slider that was just a bit outside. So the count is now 1-1 to Randall Grichuk, who's 1-for-1 today. The 1-1 pitch is... Oh, no! Are you serious? Oh, my goodness! Man, Ozuna blows another save. My goodness. Grichuk with a fly ball deep into center field, and Pilar just keeps chasing and chasing, and eventually he runs out of room. That's a 2-run home run for Randall Grichuk, and the Blue Jays blew the save here in the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied it. My goodness. I thought this game was over. Are you serious? Grichuk gets a curtain call from the Cardinals faithful here in St. Louis. Man. Man, with that... that's unbelievable. Oh, the count now is 0-1 to Fowler, and he swings at that pitch that was hooking to the right side and into the seats. So the count now is 0-2 to Dexter Fowler. Man, that's unbelievable. And the pitch by Ozuna is, it looked like a sinker that's outside, so it's now 1-2 to Dexter Fowler. Oh my goodness, the Blue Jays blew another game. They failed to close another game once again. And that pitch was in the dirt, and it's now 2-2 to count to Dexter Fowler. Oh my goodness. Fowler, by the way, is 2-for-4 today. Oh, how can I stay focused right now after watching what Grichik did there? I mean, he tied this game here in the bottom of the ninth with two outs on a 1-1 count. And Fowler strikes out. So that's the end of the ninth right here. Grichik ties it, and we're heading into extra innings. Blue Jays, St. Louis, tied 4-4. Man. Oh my god, I'm so upset. As a Blue Jays fan, I'm really distraught right now. You know, we're playing a double hitter. We're playing a double header, by the way. Keep that in mind. I mean, let's hope that Gibby doesn't tax the bullpen just to win this game against the Cardinals. I mean, there's still another game later today, and so we need to have fresh arms heading into the second game as well, not just this one. Man, shake my head. If you are turning off the TV screen right now as you are watching this game, I understand. I understand why you would do so. And I can't blame you. I mean, after seeing what happened there in the bottom of the ninth. Yeah. I can understand the frustration. But the ninth inning is over right now, and we're heading into the top of the 10th. Blue Jays, Cardinals tied 4-4. And the new pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals is Sewang Oh, the South Korean righty. And he throws a ball to Russell Martin, who's 1-for-3 today, solo home run, and that slider was outside, 2-0 to count, low and outside, to Russell Martin, right-handed batter. The 2-0 pitch is a strike that's belt high, 2-1 to count. Oh. Takes time. Yadi raises his hand up to signal time. He whines and The pitch is swung on and missed. Again, a pitch that was up high to Russell Martin, but he swings at that one. And the slider that's inside is fouled to the left side. So Martin stays alive on that pitch by O. Let's see what O throws now. And the slider is driven into left field and right at Jose Martinez, who makes the catch, and that's the first out here in the top of the 10th. So Martin is retired, and now the batter is Darwin Barney playing third base. He swings at that pitch and he misses, so the count now is 0-1. It looked like Barney replaced Coughlin at third base, and that pitch to Barney was fouled back to the right side. Owen to the count, and the pitch to Barney again is fouled back. So Barney with a couple of good swings, but unfortunately they were all fouls, and the slider by O was way outside and it goes into the backstop. So 1-2 to count to Darwin Barney here in the top of the 10th, and that pitch again is fouled back behind the backstop, and the count now is 1-2. It remains 1-2. And let's see what O does with the 1-2 pitch, and it's again fouled back. So a good AB right now for Darwin Barney. He's fouling off a lot of pitches, but that pitch was a fastball that was right down the middle and outside, and Barney strikes out. So O gets the second out here in the top of the 10th, and the batter now is the right-handed batter Devin Travis, who takes that pitch that was low. 1-0 to count. The pitch to Travis is up high, and he fouls that one back and out of play. It looked like it was popped up because Travis started looking up in the sky to see where it was, but instead it was fouled back, and so it's 1-1 to count. The pitch by O is a ball, so it's now 2-1 to count. And O once again with the quick windup, and a very funky windup, fouls it to the left side, and so the count is now 2-2. Oh, with the unique windup again, and Travis pops that one up on the infield. Jerko fighting the sun, and Jerko makes the catch. So with that said, the Blue Jays are now retired in the top of the 10th. So bottom of the 10th we go. Cardinals are up next, and the game remains 4 apiece. So that was a scoreless inning by Sewang Oh. And the game remains tied. I still can't shake off that feeling right now. You know, I still can't believe the Cardinals tied this game. I'm having a hard time concentrating because I wanted the Blue Jays to win this game really badly. And I thought they were going to win it, but look what happened. They were heading into extra innings. And, you know, I'm just at a loss for words, really. Let's see what happens here in the bottom of the 10th. And the new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays is Dominic Leon, right-handed pitcher. Has a 2.89 ERA in 7 appearances for the Blue Jays this season. He hasn't given up any home runs, so that's a good sign for the Blue Jays as they face the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 10th. The batter now for the Cardinals is Elipnis Diaz, the shortstop, who's 0-for-4 today, right-handed batter, and that pitch by Leon was a slider that was outside, 1-0 to count. Diaz takes a pitch that was in the dirt and gets away from Martin's glove. That looked like another slider that was just way outside, and the count now is 2-0 to Elipnis Diaz, who swings and lines that one into center field for a base hit. So Elipnis Diaz gets a single here in the bottom of the 10th. That ball looked like it was going to be caught by Travis, but instead Diaz, I guess, bloops that one into center field. Shallow center field. And that's how he gets a base hit. It's a beautiful swing by Elipnis Diaz, by the way. I like this player's swing. And the batter now is Matt Carpenter, left-handed batter, who takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Carpenter has one career walk-off home run, and he looks like he's trying to hit another one here. Let's see what he does. And the throw back to first, and Diaz gets back to first base. So Leon trying to calm himself down by throwing that pitch back to first. And now he's looking at Russell Martin, who lays out the signs, he sets, he throws, and that was a pitch that was outside, 1-1 to count, to Matt Carpenter, who's 1-for-3 today. Leon so far has thrown 5 pitches. And again, he throws it back to first. Smoke, the first baseman, throws it back to Leon. Again, he throws it back to first. All right, Dominic Leon, come on. Let's just throw a pitch at to Russell Martin instead of throwing it back to first. Diaz isn't going to steal a base. But Martin now walks to the mound, puts his glove over his mouth, talking to Dominic Leon. It looks like they're trying to get on the same page here when it comes to the pitches that they should throw to Matt Carpenter. Martin heads back to home plate, gives the signs, and the pitch is a slider, a good slider. But Carpenter doesn't swing, and so the count now is 2-1 to Matt Carpenter. Here in the bottom of the 10th, with no outs and one man on base, the pitch is foul back. 2-2 to count to Matt Carpenter, batting 241 with 2 homers and 5 home runs this season. Carpenter looks at Leon, who sets, who throws, and Carpenter swings and misses, so Leon strikes out Carpenter, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the 10th. Nice pitch. That was low, and Carpenter swung on that pitch. So there's one out here in the bottom of the 10th, and Jerko takes a pitch that's outside. 1-0 to count. Come on, Dominic Leon. Let's get out of this inning. And the pitch is swung on and missed by Jerko, so it's now 1-1 the count. Jerko steps out, readjusts his gloves, steps back in, and the 1-1 pitch is a fastball that's in there for a strike. So Martin framed that one pretty well, and Leon was able to get a strike. So the count now is 1-2. Greg Garcia is next. The 1-2 pitch is a slider that was outside, and the count now is 2-2 to Jed Jerko, batting 320 this season with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. So Jed Jerko, like Jose Martinez is a dangerous player at the plate. But instead, Jerko was called out on strikes. And just like that, he's retired. So two outs here in the bottom of the 10th. Blue Jays, Cardinals tied four apiece. And Greg Garcia, the left-handed batter, is at the plate. He's the pinch hitter. And the pitch is low, 1-0 to count. Garcia, by the way, is pinch hitting for Sewang Oh, who threw a scoreless inning in the top of the 10th. The pitch by Leon is a slider that's way outside. 2-0 to count to Greg Garcia, who could win this game for the Cardinals or advance the runners if Elipnis Diaz is running, but he's not. And that pitch is down the middle, 2-1 to count to Greg Garcia. Leon has thrown 16 pitches so far this inning. And let's see what he throws here. The 17th pitch by Leon is fouled to the right side and out of play. So it's 2-2 to count to Greg Garcia here in the bottom of the 10th. Leon with the set. Leon with the pitch. And it is, it's lined into center field for a base hit. And Garcia advances Diaz to third. And so there's one man on third and one man on first for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 10th. That was a clean single into shallow center field for a base hit by Greg Garcia. And Gibby now is walking into the mound. Okay, he's not pulling Dominic Leon. He's just talking to him. Talking to Martin. Talking to the rest of the infielders. And after a brief huddle, everyone's walking back to their positions. And let's see who they're going to be facing now. It is... Who are they facing? Yadier Molina? Okay. Okay. So instead of pitching to Yadier Molina, they walk him intentionally, and Jose Martinez is now at the plate for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 11th. So bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the 10th, Blue Jays, Cardinals tied four apiece, and Martinez, who is 1-for-4 today, takes a ball that was just a bit outside. 1-0 to count to Jose Martinez, right-handed batter. The pitch by Leon is driven into right field near the warning track, but Jose Bautista is there, makes the catch, and that's the third out here in the bottom of the 10th. So we're heading into the top of the 11th right now, and the Blue Jays and Cardinals are still tied at 4 apiece. So Leon gets out of that bases loaded situation, and we're still heading into extra innings. So a good job by Dominic Leon, who lowers his ERA to 2.61. So Leon has been a fairly reliable reliever for the Blue Jays this season, and I'm glad Dominic Leon is on the roster, because I wrote an article not too long ago saying that he deserves to be in the big leagues after pitching really well against the Rays earlier this season. And so, you know, he didn't deserve that demotion in the beginning of the season. He deserved to be in the big leagues, and that's what the Blue Jays did. They eventually brought him back up like a day later. You know, they realized what a mistake they made, and now Leon is on the Blue Jays roster, and you could see how important he was in that situation against the Cardinals. So good job by Dominic Leon. And we're now heading to the top of the 11th. Blue Jays Cardinals tied 4 apiece, and the batter now is Matt Bowman on the mound for the Cardinals, who has a 1.69 ERA. Right-handed pitcher here for the Cardinals. He looks really young, by the way. I think he is probably in his early to mid-20s, I would say. But he's been a really reliable reliever for the Cardinals. And let's see what he does here against Ryan Goins, who's 1-for-4 today, left-handed batter. And he takes that pitch that is outside. 1-0 to count to Ryan Goins. He had a 2-run single here in 6, and that's how the Blue Jays got their 2 runs in the 6. And Goins fouls that pitch to the left side and out of play. So it's now 1-1 to count to Ryan Goins. The 1-1 pitch is hit to center field, and Fowler is there to make the catch. And so Bowman retires Goins for the first out. And the batter now is Kendrys Morales. Who is pinch hitting for Dominic Leon. Left-handed hitter, but really he's a switch hitter. He's just hitting left-handed today. And the pitch to Morales is a 91 mile per hour fastball that's right down the middle for a strike. 0-1 the count to Morales, who's batting 225. this season with 3 home runs. And that pitch to Morales is fouled to the left side. It almost looked like a opposite field base hit, you know, but instead it was fouled. So the count now is 0-2 to Morales, and he shoots that one into left field for a base hit. So a clean, beautiful opposite field hit extends this inning for the Blue Jays. Beautiful base hit by Morales. And so he's on board with one out. And the batter now is Kevin Pillar, who is 2-for-5 today. Right-handed batter. Bowman with the set. And the pitch is low and outside, 1-0 to count to Pillar, Kevin Pillar, that is, the center fielder for the Blue Jays, batting 302 with 3 home runs and 6 RBIs. Pillar takes a pitch that was belt high, a slider. 1-1 to count. So Pillar doesn't swing at that pitch. Instead, he takes it. And the 1-1 pitch is low again. 2-1 to count. Bowman has a really slow wind and a really slow stretch. And so when he throws the pitch, it takes a while for him to throw it. And the pitch to Pillar is grounded into a double play. So the Blue Jays are now retired here in the top of the 11th. You know, it's a 4-6-3 double play. So, Blue Jays are retired. And we're now heading into the bottom of the 11th. Cardinals, Blue Jays, tied 4 apiece. And I'm going to be right back because I need to use the restroom. So, I'll be right back, guys. Sorry about that. Alright guys, I'm back, and Ryan Tapera is on the mound here in the bottom of the 11th, and the 0-1 pitch to Colton Wong was a triple to right field. I mean, that was a hit to right field that was man, just look at Colton Wong run. it was near the right. It was near the right field foul line, and Jose Bautista had to pick it up at the corner and throw it back into the infield. And by the time he did so, Colton Wong was racing to third, so a triple here for Colton Wong in the bottom of the 11th with no outs against Ryan Tapera, and someone got intentionally walked? Maybe something's not right here. What happened? Something's not right here. Oh! Am I understanding this correctly? So there were two intentional walks? Is that what happened? Because the bases are loaded now, and Elipnis Diaz swings at that first pitch that was skied into left field, but not too deep, and Ezekiel Carrera is there to make the catch, and so that's the first out here in the bottom of the 11th. Yeah, I got it right. So, Brian Tapera, so here's what happened. Tapera intentionally walks Grichuk and Fowler, and so the bases are loaded as a result, and that's how Elipnis Diaz got to the plate, and when he did, he skied that one into left field, and but it wasn't deep enough to score a run, and so Tapera gets the first out, and Gibby has seen enough from Tapera in this inning, because he's walking to the mound right now, and he's pulling him from the game. So we have a new Blue Jays pitcher coming out of the bullpen. Let's see who it is right after this. Bases loaded, no outs. Excuse me, one out, and we're now in the bottom of the 11th. Cardinals, Blue Jays tie 4 apiece. Oh, and it looks like it is J.P. Howell, the left-handed pitcher who was recently activated from the disabled list. It looks like he's in here to face the Cardinals in the bottom of the 11th, but we shall see. We're not sure right now. But this is a very stressful inning right now for the Blue Jays, because the bases are loaded, and whatever the Cardinals do, whether it's a sac fly or a walk, they're going to win this game. Okay? The Blue Jays can't afford to make any mistakes right here. But at the same time, is it okay if the Blue Jays lose this game as well? Yes, it is. Because there's another game coming up, and if you're Gibby, you don't want to overtax the bullpen, you know, knowing that there's another game later today. And so maybe it's okay for the Blue Jays to lose this game as long as they win the next one. But we're not sure if they'll even win the next one. So let's try to win this game and win the other game as well. And that pitch by Howell to Matt Carpenter is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. As a fan, I'm not saying that I wouldn't mind the Blue Jays losing this game, but if they have to lose this game in order to preserve the bullpen for the next game, I would understand as well. the pitch by Howell is, whoa, a sinker that is blocked by Martin, and the count now is 1-1 to Matt Carpenter, left-handed hitter batting here for the Cardinals. He's 1-for-4 today. I would like to see this game go into extra innings, but I'm a little worried about the bullpen. I mean, keep in mind that after this series, right, the Blue Jays are going home to face the Rays, and they don't have a break in between, you know, this series and the next one. They're playing the Rays right away this Friday, and so, you know, they can't afford to overtax their bullpen in these two games. Otherwise, they're going to be tired heading into their next series against the Rays, and that pitch by Howell is in there for a strike, 1-2 to count. Howell with the set. Howell with the pitch. And again, it's a sinker that was outside, low and outside. 2-2 to count. Howell with the set again. Howell with the pitch. Oh, and it's now 3-2 to count to Matt Carpenter. Howell is feeling the stress right now. JP Howell. He is. He's in a bases-loaded situation with one out here in the bottom of the 11th. And the sixth pitch by Howell is... Oh my goodness. What a dramatic way to end this ball game. Matt Carpenter with a grand slam to right field. His third home run this season, and the Cardinals win it here in the bottom of the 11th by a final score of 8-4. My goodness. So after the Cardinals entered the bottom of the 9th trailing by 2, they tie the game in the bottom of the 9th, and here in the bottom of the 11th, that sinker by JP Howell to Matt Carpenter that did not sink enough. It was right down the middle, and Carpenter just was all over that pitch. He hit that one way out of here. You could see the Cardinals at home plate mobbing Matt Carpenter right now. And that's how the Blue Jays lose this game today against the Cardinals, in a very dramatic fashion here in the bottom of the 11th. The Blue Jays once again lose today's game, the first game of a doubleheader against the Cardinals, by a final score of 8-4. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe the Blue Jays lost like that. I mean, they gave up a grand slam to Matt Carpenter. I mean, whether it was a sack fly or a walk, you know. You know, the Cardinals would have won it eventually, and with that swing by Carpenter, you could tell that, you know, the Cardinals already won it, because that ball was hit in the air, and it was, you know, going to the outfield, but I did not realize how deep that ball was. I mean, it just... Jose Bautista didn't even look back. I mean, he knew it was out of here. And the Blue Jays knew it was out of here. And the Blue Jays knew after that pitch that they lost today's game against the Cardinals by a final score of 8-4. So I am, the balloon's been deflated here for the Blue Jays. I mean, I don't know how they're going to play the second game today against the Cardinals, but can you imagine the psychological effects that would have on the hitters and on the pitchers? The Blue Jays are not entering the next game, you know, feeling upbeat about their chances. They're pretty deflated right now, their morale. That was a hanger that was hit, that just kept going and going, and it was gone. I mean, you know, if the Blue Jays walked Carpenter, for example, or gave up a sack fly, right, at least they would have had a fighting chance to throw out the Cardinals trying to score a run, but at least they would have had a fighting chance, is the point. But instead, they gave up a grand slam to Matt Carpenter. And as a fan, I feel very... Oh my god. That was an ugly game. I mean, the Blue Jays went into that game leading by 2, and they lost that game by 4 in extra innings. Of all innings, in extra innings. Oh man, I need to calm down, because I'm full of emotions right now. I'm filled with frustration. I really wanted the Blue Jays to win today, win this first game, but instead the Blue Jays, who were leading by 2, lost this game by 4. They lost this game when they had a chance to win it with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. So as a fan, I'm just... It was a very demoralizing loss. It really was. And it is really hard to swallow this loss as well. I'm gonna try my best to take a breather right now. What a game. What a game. Let's see what the Blue Jays do in their second game. I won't be covering the second game. But I hope that the Blue Jays, you know, go eat ice cream or something. Go eat chocolate. You know, go eat something to lift up your mood. Because that was a really demoralizing loss, and the Blue Jays can't carry that feeling into the next game. You know, it's the game's going to start in a few hours, the second game here today. And the Blue Jays need to be ready for that second game. They need to stay focused. They need to prepare. They need to bounce back today and split this doubleheader. That's the best way to recover from today's loss. And that's the best way for Blue Jays fans to recover as well. All would be forgiven if the Blue Jays could focus in their second game against the Cardinals and win it. That's the best way to go back home when they face the Rays tomorrow at the Rogers Center. For me though, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna go eat something. Maybe I'll go eat some ice cream, because I need ice cream just as much as the Blue Jays do right now. I need to lift my mood up and recompose myself. I need to take a breather. And so I'll be doing that. And with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. Blue Jays lose in a dramatic fashion here in the bottom of the 11th against the Cardinals by a final score of 8-4. That was a really hard thing to say, but Blue Jays lose today's game by a final score of 8-4. Let's try to win the next game with the same score, but with the Blue Jays scoring 8 runs against the Cardinals. Let's see what happens in the next game. Go Jays!